To fight against Russia's larger military, Ukraine has had to be creative, from low-tech to high-tech. You could call them war hacks, and many seem to be working. NPR's Greg Myrie has this story from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
There are two things you need to know about military trenches. First, you'll never find a soldier who likes to dig one. Second, the deeper they are, the safer they are.
Digging a hole is not fun.
American Stefan Korshak knows the Ukrainian military well. He's been living in Ukraine for 25 years and covers the war for the Kyiv Post.
Their army has developed the discipline to make the soldiers dig holes the moment they stop, wherever they are, any time that they could potentially be hit by Russian artillery, and that saves lives.
When Russia invaded Ukraine back in 2014, Ukraine's army was simply outmatched. By all accounts, it has improved dramatically. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Ben Hodges saw this firsthand. He became the commander of the U.S. Army in Europe shortly after that first Russian incursion. As American troops helped train the Ukrainians, he was immediately struck by their tech savvy when the U.S. provided radar equipment that detected incoming Russian artillery fire.
I quickly discovered that radar is better than I realized. The Ukrainians took it and were able to use it in ways that I did not know were possible. And it's not just the technical part, but it's also the tactical, how they employed it.
He continued to be impressed by Ukrainian ingenuity in the years that followed.
Then I saw where they were creating their own drones with a combination of military and off-the-shelf stuff.
In the current fighting, Ukrainian artillery units are using a network of computer tablets on the battlefield. This allows them to better coordinate their attacks on the Russians. And the previously outgunned Ukrainians now have huge howitzers recently delivered by the U.S.
I'm not surprised that they are doing very well getting new equipment and how quickly they're able to learn to use it.
In the air, Russia has far more fighter jets, which are a generation more advanced than the aging Soviet-era planes the Ukrainians are flying. Ukraine also has limited air defenses on the ground. Russia was expected to destroy the Ukrainian Air Force within days. Instead, Ukraine says it's now shot down 200 Russian aircraft. And as a result, Russian pilots are often firing their missiles long distance from the skies over Russia rather than entering Ukrainian airspace. Ukraine's Air Force spokesman is Lieutenant Colonel Yuri Ignat.
Our planes can't stand up technologically. It's obvious what the results of those dogfights would be, so we have to use what we have with maximal effectiveness.
This means using shoulder-held Stinger missiles to hit low-flying Russian helicopters and surface-to-air missiles to bring down high-flying jets. Russia was also expected to dominate the information war, yet Ukraine has often been a step ahead. It cut off Russian-based cell phones that the Russians brought into the country.
You don't just switch off the roaming from a country, another country overnight.
Cathal McDade is an expert on mobile phone security based in Ireland. He's closely monitoring the war.
You know, there's planning, a lot of planning, a huge amount of planning goes in beforehand.
When the Russians started stealing Ukrainian cell phones, Ukrainian citizens reported the thefts. This allowed the Ukrainian officials to intercept calls the Russians made on those stolen phones. The Ukrainians, McDade says, have learned many tricks from the Russians.
I saw a great comment. You said like an army marches on its stomach, and somebody responded to a tweet saying, well, an army now seems to march on its mobile networks.
And its ingenuity. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.